Mishan Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special for Omer Rashi Yichyu, and is based on Torah that I received from a Gadol Ruchai Mehar with Shlita. The Mishnah Machshirin in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, says as follows: Kol Mashke Shetchilaso L'Ratzon, Afal Pi Shein Sofo L'Ratzon, O She Sofo L'Ratzon, Afal Pi Shein Tchilaso L'Ratzon, Hareze B'Chi Yutan. Any Mashke that falls originally l'ratzon, which means that he wanted this mashke for some sort of usage before it fell on the fruit. He was interested in the mashke. Lafuke, if he shakes the tree to remove the machal and then water falls on fruit, that doesn't count. Then he doesn't want the water. But if he is interested originally in the water, even though he doesn't necessarily want it to fall on the fruit, but he's interested b'chlal in the water. So, if it's tchilas or l'ratzon, even though it's not sofo l'ratzon, even though, in the end, it's not l'ratzon, because he didn't want it to fall on the fruit, or she's sofo l'ratzon, in the end, he wanted it to fall on the fruit. Ava bishen tchilas or l'ratzon, even though originally he didn't want it to fall on the fruit. Hareze b'chiyutan. So this has a din of kiyutan, which means that the Torah says that when water falls on fruit, it's a machshir, the fruit to be mekabel tumah. So, if it's he wants it originally, he wants the water, even though he doesn't want it to fall on the fruit, or it falls on the food. He wants it to fall on the food, even though originally he didn't want it, but now he wants it on the food. Even though originally he didn't want it on the food, but now he wants it on the food. So, what's the din? The din is that it's machshir the peris, the kabel tumah. Continues the Mishnah. Mashkim tumeim matame l'ratzim shel l'ratzim. If you have mashkim tumeim, these mashkim tumeim are matame, whether he has ratzim or not. So when it comes to being machshir the kabel tumah, to enable food to be makabel tumah, he needs to have ratzim. Either that he wants the water, or he wants the water on the fruit. Either he wants the water for its shimush, or he wants the water on the fruit. That's magmachshir. And as far as mayim tumeim are concerned, mashkim tumeim are concerned, it doesn't matter whether it's ratzin or not ratzin, it's mitame, bein l'ratzin, bein shelo l'ratzin. That mashkim tumeim ma'metam and gam shelo l'ratzon, we find the two biurim in the Rishonim. The Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayis says as follows: Upashtu shadobar ha'metame mitame l'ratzon v'shelo l'ratzon l'fikach mashkim tumeim mitame l'ratzon v'shelo l'ratzon b'nei shatumei ma'hechsher bivas achas ve'einanu matzrichem she'a mashke l'ratzon eli im kodem levadu l'hechsher esesroim l'tumah ve'achakach yavu adobar Ametame, Vu Amrok, Vichyutan, Mayim, Vuhule, Bahakach Nochal, Nofal, Milvlasam, Olaf. It's Pashut that the Dover Ametame is Metame, whether there's Ratzon or not Ratzon, the Rambam says the Perush HaMishnayis, and therefore Mashkim Tumeim Ametame, whether it's Ratzon or not Ratzon, because the Tumah with the Hechsher comes simultaneously, and we don't require that the Mashkim should be the Ratzon. The only time we need Ratzon is if first there was a Hechsher LeKabel Tumah, and then comes the Dover HaMetame. But if the Mashkim are Tumeim, since it's Bevas Achas, the Hechsher is Bevas Achas with the Tumah, that it enables it to be Mekabel Tumah. And that comes simultaneously with the Tumah, says the Rambam, the din is that it's Mekabel Tumah. The Rash writes, Kevin to Tumeim Hein Metamin, Umachshirin HaKol Bevas Achas, Im Nafu Al HaPeres Afilu Shelo Lo Ratzon. The machmas tum oson chashivi tvei. The Rash writes that because of its tuma, it's more chashuv. So the Rambam holds that's because it's bevas achas. It's the hechsher and the tuma is bevas achas, you don't need ratzon. And according to the Rash, if tumashkim are tumeim, they're more chashuv, and therefore we don't require ratzon. Two nafkaminas. One nafkamina would be if you have mashkim tmeim that are not metame other things. For example, a mashke, which is a sheni lituma, which is not metame ochel, that according to the Rash, it would be machshir, because it's a mashke tame, even though it's a sheni lituma, it's a mashke tame. But according to the Rambam, it's not going to be machshir. Why? Because if there's no ratzon, why? Because it's not metame. Since it's a sheni lituma, it's not metame. A male is also not machshir. What's machshir? What's machshir is what's metame. But here it's not metame, so it's not machshir. According to the Rash, it's machshir because it doesn't have to be metame. It itself is tame. So it's considered choshu. But according to the Rambam, the hechshir and the tumah need to be bevas achas, and here the hechshir and the tumah are bevas achas. Number two is another nafkamina, and here the not bevas achas again because it's a sheni l'tumah, and therefore there's going to be no tumah here because it's not metame other things. And Mela, there's no hechshir because there's no ratzim. According to the Rash, since the hechshir and since the mashke is a mashke tummy batz musel, Mela it's mashke lekabel tum even without ratzim. And nafkamina number two would be benaflu mashkim toharim sheloy l'ratzim, or bezman shenaflu amashkim noga sheretz bepri. Sheladas harash en amashkim machshirim shetoharim he. Aval adas harambam shamashkim machshirim sheaf al pi shamashkim toharim b'chozot kivan shebezman hechshir u'nitma idei sheretz. Lo tzrichim ratzon. V'ze chidush. That if mashkim tohoirim fell, shaloi lo ratzon. And when the mashkim fell, a sheretz touches the pri. So you have mashkim tohoirim, now they're top. And it touches the pri. When it touches the pri, a sheretz also touches the pri. So according to the Rash, it's not machshir, because these mashkim are mashkim tohoirim. And it's only mashkim tumeim that are machshir shaloi lo ratzon. But according to the Rambam, that the mashkim are machshir, because the hechsher and the what's it called come the hechsher and the tumah come bevas achas. So here also the hechsher and the tumah came bevas achas. When the water fell, when the mayim tahirim fell, the sheretz touched the pri. So mele the hechsher and the tumah come bevas achas. So it will be tameh. According to the Rashi, it won't be tameh because the mashkim are mashkim tahirim. And when are mashkim to metameh shelo l'chotzon? Only if they're mashkim tumeim because of the chashivus. And this is a dvar chidush, but in fact, the Baruch Tam in the Tshuvas Ateres Chacham and Choshemish Betzimin Yutes Nistapik Beze Vitzidei Demahani Hechshir B'Chai Gavne. He says, yeah, maybe Hechshir would work in such a case. So it seems a hamtza that we can say in various Rishonim that they follow the Rash and they can't hold like the Rambam. Uvehekdem Kama Hakdamos. Let's see. There's a machlokas Rishonim in the din of Mashkim Metamin. How much? What's the shiur of mashkim mitamin? Rashi, Psachim 17b, Dibur Maschil Aval, Rabbein Utam, Psachim 14a, Dibur Maschil Deika, say that midoi raisa tzrichim b'mashkim shiur revis l'tamei acherim. What's the shiur that you need midoi raisa? You need a shiur of a revis. You need a revius to be metame other things. Das harivo vehari shemashkim kol shu metame nacherim. Other Rishonim hold no. A kol shu is metame. So you have machlokes Rishonim. How much do you need mashkim metamin to be metame acherim? Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, a revius. Other Rishonim, even a kol shu. Now, what about mashkim to be machshir lekabel tuma? No shir. So writes the Yavetz in the Sefer Lechem Shmaim on Hashanah's Paragam Shir Nolcha Mishnah Aleph. No shir. Mashkim kol shu shenaflu ala pri machshir no isui. So for tuma, according to some Rishonim, you need revis mashkim tumeim, and for hechshir, a kol shu is enough. The Gro in Yeredeya, Risha Aleph Oisvov, proves that a Mayan Metayer Kol Shegufo Oilebehem, that a spring is Metayer as long as his entire body went into the spring, and you don't need 40 Sa'ah even for a person. from the fact that Mayan is mitayer bezoichlin. A spring is mitayer when it's zoichel, when it is running water, when it's flowing. Now, when the water is flowing, each tipa is not mechuber lechaverta. Why not? Because we know that katafris v'nitzak eino chibur. That when you have water that goes, what slopes down from point A to point B, and point B is tame, it's not metame, what's at point A? Or when you pour from kli A to kli B, so kli B is tame, so this, it's not metame kli A. Because we say that when you have water that flows, whether it's down a slope or in the air, each tipa is not mechuberes to the other tipa, so memela, what touches on the bottom, tuma, is not going to be metame what's on the top. So it emerges that when somebody goes into a mayan, these waters are not mechubaros. And if they're not mechubaros, you don't have memsa. So since anyway the water is not mechubar, so wherever you're going there's not going to be memsa, so that proves that you don't need memsa. Because when you go in, by definition, each drop is not connected to the other drop. So you're not going in all the memsa. A mikveh needs to be all in one place. So there you're going in the whole memsa. But zoichelin is katafris, you're not going in all the memsa. So it must be that a mayan is metal b'chol shu. So you see that b'mayim zoichlem ein tipa achas mechuberes lachaverta. Now bo cheshbon. Let's make the cheshbon. L'fi ha-sovrim shemashkem et hame rak b'shiyesh bo shi'ur revi'it. According to those who hold that a mashke is metame only if it has a shear of a revi'is, it's metame b'revi'is, and nevertheless it's machshir. Even if it doesn't have a revi'is, so in a normal case, when water, when liquid falls on food, it emerges that the hechsher always precedes the tumah, because the hechsher is v'kolshu. And the tumah is only when the whole revi'is falls. And since the first tipa is not mechuberes lachaverta until a whole revi'is falls, even if you have revi'is is pouring down, but it doesn't matter because each tipa is not connected. So when the first revi'is hits, when the first tipa hits, so it's machshir. But it's only going to be mekabel tumah when the whole revi'is falls, because the revi'is is metame. So the hechsher is always going to precede the tumah. The hechsher is with a tipa, and the tumah is with the revi'is. Now the shitas harambam, why are mashkim tumeim machshirim shalei l'rotzai? Because the tumah and the hechsher come about aseres, but they don't. The only time you're going to find that the tumah and the hechsher come about aseres, when it just falls straight into the pool of impure water. But in a regular case, when the mashke falls down, it's not going to be, it's not the, it's not going to be metami shelo l'rotzon, because the hechsher and the tumah aren't coming b'vas achas. The Rambam says that the hechsher and the tumah only come b'vas achas. It's only metami l'rotzon shelo l'rotzon. Mayim tumeim are only metami shelo l'rotzon if the hechsher and the tumah come b'vas achas. But when's there going to be a hechsher? There's going to be a hechsher with the first drop. But when does the tumah come? The tumah only comes when the revi'is hits. So it's only going to be b'vas achas when it falls into a pool of water in a rare case like that. So the Rambam is l'shitaso in the fourth parak of Tumas Elchana Halacha Beis that shiur mashke l'tameh echerim is b'kol shu. So everything is cool according to the Rambam. The second the drop hits, it's machshir matami b'vas achas. because the hachshava is b'kol shu, and the tum is b'kol shu, shalom al Yisrael. But according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, that the mashkim are only metami b'revius. So lo mishkach haslei. So then, in a normal case, in a classic case, mayim tmeim that fall shelo l'ratzon are not going to be metami, because the hechsher and the tumah are not coming by sachas. The hechsher is with a drop, and the tumah is with a revius, according to these rishonim. So it must be that Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam hold that the reason that mashkim tumeim are machshir shelo l'ratzon is like the Rash, because of its tumah chashivi tfei. And the Rash brings a raya from this from the Gemara and Shabbos in the first perek. So in such a case, if that's the reason, because of their tumah, it's more chashuv, we don't care that the mashkim doesn't have a shir l'tame. You're right, it's only metame b'revius, but it's tame. So memela, it's got chashivus. And the hechsher and the tumah don't have to come b'vas achas. So that's going to be according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. V'nafka mina nifla l'fi zeh. ממש כוסף הרמה בפרק ווב מי אוכל סבס התומס הלוך הבייס שיין נסך מטעמי אחרים רק בשיש בו כזייס. יין נסך is מטעמי only if it has a כזייס. ולפי זה יין נסך תומי שייפול על פרי. If יין נסך תומי falls on a pre, it's only going to be מחשי לרוצים. Why? Because the tumah, according to the Rambam, here requires a kezayis, and the hechsher is immediately. So the hechsher precedes the tumah. So in the case of yayin nesech, it's only going to be machshir l'ratzayin, because the hechsher and the tumah aren't coming b'vas achas, because the hechsher is a drop, and the tumah, according to the Rambam, is only with the kezayis. And according to the other rishonim we saw b'chlal, that's not the reason of Hechsher and Tumah Vas Achas, because in general, a Mashahu is a Machshir and a Revius is Metame, so they have to go with the other reason. That of the Rash, that Machmas Tumas and Chashivat is more Chashiv. But according to the Rambam, the reasons they have to come to Vas Achas will have enough Gemina by Yain Nesach. Yain Nesach are not going to be Machshir Shalol Rotzai. Gevaldik. Okay, there's a Dechia, but then we'll be Dechia the Dechia. So we're not going to go there. But in the Mirtz Hashem, I'm hoping that in a future shir we have a Gvaldik Akash and the Rambam. And we're hoping that we get there. B'simcha b'tuv lev of Meiroiv Kol. That's our hope, Mirtz Hashem. But in the meantime, we learn some Gishmak Zachim. Baruch Hashem! Okay, thank you so much for listening, sweet friends. We should zochah to continue l'um olam, l'shem l'chaz kaim, to all the b'sam, 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 to all the b's